Houston, Tranquility Base here, Commander Armstrong said. The Eagle has landed. Boy, did we cheer, all of the cousins, and even the grown-ups, all except Gramps. I remembered something he'd once said.
Why spend all that money to go to the moon when there's so many folks in need right here on Earth?
Because we can, I'd almost shouted, but caught myself. I began to wonder then what Gramps' dreams had been. From the time he was little, he had worked the farm, doing the same jobs, day to day, season to season. When the crickets began to sing, Gramps took out his pipe. I pulled off his dirt-caked boots for him and stomped around the porch. Gramps, will you watch it with me tonight? The moonwalk?
I'm mighty worn out today, he said. But maybe.
Suddenly, I could see how tired he was. Lifetime tired. There were deep lines in his face. A farmer's face. An old farmer's face. All right, Gramps, I said. It's okay. Once upon a summer's night, in 1969, we spread blankets and folding chairs on the edge of the yard, where the buffalo grass grew thick and soft. The corn stalks whispered while we gazed at the pearly slice of moon and the stars gleaming like spilled sugar. What were the astronauts seeing right at this very second? Could they see beyond the moon to Mars or Neptune or Jupiter? We passed around a bowl of popcorn. What I could see above me and what I could see in my imagination were better than any picture show. Later on that summer's night in 1969, the television screen flashed with words that gave me goosebumps. Live from the surface of the moon. And Mr. Cronkite said, Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969. I didn't know it.